This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It was half miserable and half great.
Did you know Jackie was texting me yesterday?
I had no idea.
Oh, okay.
Why? What did she tell you?
Well, I was told that I better get into therapy now.
Why are you in therapy?
She's saying because that's where we will be dealing with Marley going off to college next year.
Oh, worst thing ever. But it turned out great. It did. No, it turned out great. I'll tell you when it turned out great. Last night.
I'm on the fence about whether or not to say what's going to come out of my mouth next.
No, go ahead.
And in that case, I always go with yes.
Well, that is true, especially if it's piling on to somebody.
Seriously.
No, now I'm going to hold back. No, go ahead. I'm fine.
She's never seen you cry that much.
Oh, I was a mess. I was a mess. It's miserable. It's miserable. But I'll tell you what, it turned out great. I'll tell you how it turned out great. So it was, you know, listen, he's scared. He's overwhelmed. It's a machine moving in, though.
Well, after this many years, I guess they kind of like perfected it, right?
Dude, they moved 20,000 people in a weekend. You pull up in your car and it is like, it's like roaches. They grab everything out of your car. So like we had just some rental thing. They like roaches, man. They pull everything out of there and then they're like, go park. We'll see you in your dorm room in 20 minutes.
That's awesome.
And you walk in there and everything's in there. So then it was putting stuff together.
So they've got like people from the school, like volunteers or whatever. I think like the fraternities do
do it. Although I did run into a fraternity guy who was inviting the older one to a party, didn't even care that I was there. He was like, dude, Tuesday night, 1,000 chicks, 1,000 dudes, and I'm standing right there. And he's like, bring your it's 18 and older, but bring your fake if you got it, and you can get drinks. And I'm looking, I'm like, you know, I'm standing right here. First, I thought he was talking to me.
No.
I was like, you know, I got to get back, but I'd like to come back out on Tuesday. Big party at Aura if anybody's going to be in Phoenix. Oh, it was great. No, I'll tell you when it turned out great. Last night. So, like, listen, there's 60,000 people. He feels completely alone.
Wow.
He was scared. And so
60,000 on campus?
It's like 65, yeah, somewhere around there. So anyway, but last night he sends me a note. Some dude that plays hockey out there, they ended up like getting all their gear and wrapping sticks. He ended up in the like at 3:30 our time. So was it 12:30 there? He was texting me. He was at some dorm party. So like now he's rolling.
Yeah.
Like yes, last night was great. Going when we left and then the flight was I didn't get home till midnight.
Yeah.
So up until last night, it was touch and go. It was miserable. Oh, I did. I bawled the entire weekend. It was horrible. But last night when he was texting me from this party, I was like, sweet, he's in. And that was the best because I was worried. Like, what's he going to do? But now he's fine. He was rolled into some party last night. His roommate's cool. I did organize some stuff. But it was great. I will say three things, though. Number one. Mm-hmm. Oh man, Phoenix hot AF during the summer.
No
holy hell.
Well, summer.
Isn't
it like 65 degrees in January?
It was. And it was humid. And everybody talks about like, oh, it's a dry heat except for August during monsoon season. It was 108 degrees and about 90% humidity.
Even at 7 o'clock in the morning when you were moving in?
At 7 o'clock in the morning, we were standing in line outside of their basketball arena to go in. It was 94 degrees.
Oh, God.
I was like, this freaking sucks. There's not enough air conditioning in the world. So it's miserable. So that was number one. Number two, I've never been. What is it right now?
81.
Oh, really? No. 81. It is
two in the morning.
50.
Yeah, it's almost 3 a.m.
The high today is 101.
Oh, well, they did say they were going to experience a cold front. So number one, it's hot as hell. Number two, I've never been to the campus before. It's beautiful. I mean, desert motif isn't my thing, but dude, it's awesome. Like,
doesn't Arizona State always rank on top of the list of like the hottest student body?
Diane, I walked through the fitness center. So he was going to go work out like with a couple of the hockey guys. And so he was like, let me show you the fitness center. So I was like, sweet. It's a $3 billion fitness center that they built, which is about a 3-minute walk from their dorm. So the four of the dudes that are like in the quad, I was like, listen, if it were me, I would treat this thing, I would treat this room like a tour bus. And they're like, what do you mean? And I was like, that toilet is for piss only. You're a 3-minute walk to a $3 billion fully air conditioned fitness center where you can dump as much as you want. So they all bought into that. So that they liked, and they so liked
that's
that.
That's dad's parting advice.
They liked that. It was tour bus rules. But anyway, I walked through the fitness center. There was a group. It had to be 50 doing, all women. Well, whatever you want to call them. Doing
18-year-olds.
Yeah. No, I think they were older. Because a lot of Greek letters. Doing yoga. I'd live in that fitness center. I was listening in to see if they were going to do the splits and thrust discipline, whatever that is. I was like, this is tremendous. Nobody wears clothes. Nobody. I had to walk to the I went with Jackie. I had to get a chai tea latte. But the Diane, there's this like one strip called the Palm Walk, which are like palm trees right down the center of campus. Nobody wears clothing. Nobody wears clothing. Everybody's got on like little workout shorts, like little booty workout shorts and halter tops. I was like, oh my God.
The front lawns and quads at all schools are the best. I can't imagine.
I did 6 weeks at Houston Baptist.
What it's like there.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I was texting the old man hockey squad back here. I was like, Jesus H, he picked the right school. I may relocate the show there and do it from campus. It's, other than it's so freaking hot, but it was amazing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.